Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is so worthy to be praised. My Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I'd like to say good morning, 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 top of the morning to you, top of the morning, top of the morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. We pray that each and every one of you had a restful, joyful, pleasant, peaceful, drama-free weekend. Amen. Hallelujah. Where God received the glory. Amen. And you receive some rest and relaxation in Jesus' name. We want to invite all of our first-timers from across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you to our morning platform service, fellowship service. Amen. When we come to the breakfast table, amen, to eat of our spiritual breakfast. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And so we want to say, bless the name of Jesus. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We are believing God for a fantastic day, a fantastic week, a fantastic month, a fantastic year, everything fantastic until the fantastic King comes to receive us again. Amen. Glory be to God. And so this is what we are walking in, a spirit of fantastic. Hallelujah. Because God is just that. Amen. And hallelujah. And to God be praised. We pray that your services on yesterday, amen, was outstanding. We have no excuse, amen, for not having fellowship. Amen. Nowadays, beloved, amen, with the new reset. Amen, that the pandemic has caused a new norm. Things are not going back to the way they used to be. I'm going to tell you, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if you can't get to the physical building, you got to know that you are the physical building. And now with so much, amen, glory be to God, on social media, hallelujah, and especially this ministry, amen, we started out as a media ministry, amen, and who knows, that just might be our niche, but wherever the Lord put us is where we will be, amen, and amen. We want to bless God, amen. We've been talking, amen, about, amen, the women of the Bible. We want to thank God, amen, for them. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Had a change of plans today. Amen. Glory be to God. That's one thing about leadership. You always have to be ready. Amen. Glory be to God. If somebody's scheduled to do something and life does happen, amen, sometimes, amen, emergencies happen, life happen, or they just might wake up one morning and say, I don't feel like it. Glory be to God. Or decide they're not even going to get up that morning. They say, look, it's raining outside. I'm asleep. Pastor Bradford, I'll check with Pastor Bradford later. See, you can do that. See, and people do that. Some people do it with regard. Some people do it with no regard. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our ministry, especially this type of ministry, any ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. You say, I'll show up the days I feel like it. Amen. Glory be to God. We have some people, amen, they only show up when it's time to serve. Hey, glory be. Only when it's time to serve. Don't hear from them no more. Amen. Glory be to God. Show up when they wake up, amen, when they feel like it. Then if the pastor is 5 minutes late, amen, they want to know, Pastor, why was you late? Or if the pastor don't show up, they want to know, well, Pastor didn't show up. Yeah, but, you know, but you only show up once every 60 days, you know. But the thing about leadership, amen, glory be to God, it's just, you got to show up. Amen. You got to be ready. Amen. And so we want to thank God for the grooming of leadership. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, amen. Hallelujah. I'm it again this day. Amen. You know, I don't really have a problem with it. Amen. I've been, amen, ministering, amen, in this capacity for going on 12 years now. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know that the majority of the sermons and the teachings and the exhortations, amen, have come. Amen. The Holy Spirit has spoken out of my mouth. And so we want to bless the Lord. Amen. We're still talking about the five, we're talking about the women of the Bible. We're going to take a different little twist today. We're going to take a different little twist as we talk about the women of the Bible. Amen. And we'll be talking about that for all of this week, Lord's willing. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Looking forward to this weekend. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful holiday. Amen. And a well-deserved holiday at that. Amen. Glory be to God. Today, amen, we want to take a look at the five wise and the five foolish virgins. Amen. We want to take a look at them today. Amen. Still focusing on women. Amen. We're going to give it a different twist, a different flavor following, amen, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen and amen. I'm going to reading and hearing starting in Matthew chapter number 25, verse number 1, Matthew 25 and 1. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flash of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout. Look! Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, no, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. So while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We have a couple of subjects here this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We think, glory be to God. We want to talk about an appointment with deity. An appointment with deity as we look, amen, at the, glory be to God, story of these, amen, 10 virgins. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, when we read the scripture, amen, the parable of the virgins, this parable is about a wedding. And on the wedding day, the bridegroom went to the bride's house for the ceremony. Then the bride and the groom, along with a great procession of people, they returned to the groom's house. And they feasted for about a week, because that's how they did back then. They didn't party for just one day. They celebrated for a week. Matter of fact, back then, amen, the honeymoon would last for one whole year. They just had a good time. But these 10 bridesmaids, beloved, they was waiting to join the procession. And they hoped to take part of the marriage feast. But when the groom didn't come at the expected time that they was expecting the groom to come, 5 of them were out of lamp oil. By the time they had purchased extra oil, it was too late to join the feast. It was too late. It was too late. It was too late. The 5 wise and the 5 foolish virgins. Beloved, this parable that Jesus shares with us, glory be to God, is a continuation of a conversation that Jesus started with his disciples back in Matthew chapter number 24. And Jesus tells them what will happen at the end of the age. And he gives them the signs that will signify that his return is very near. So the Lord is giving us signs, amen, loving us, caring for us, helping us along the way. Then after letting them know about these signs, Jesus tells them of the parables of the 10 virgins. The 10 virgins. Beloved, when we look at the 5, the 10 virgins, the Bible calls 5 of them wise, 5 wise women. Now today we ain't talking about one woman, we're talking about 5. 5 of them wise, 5 of them unwise. We want to pay attention to this parable. It's very, very significant for women, for men, for everybody that's walking in the Lord's kingdom. What is the Lord saying to us? What is the truth? What is God saying? Well, beloved, when we look at this, glory be to God, it's what's inside the lamp that matters most. 5 had oil. 5 had no oil. So the emphasis here is what's on the inside of the lamp. What is interesting about this story, beloved, is that all the virgins took their lamps to meet the bridegroom. Each one had one. Everyone had one. 10 virgins, 10 lamps. And if you looked at these virgins, they all looked the same. Oh, don't they look so, oh, they so pretty. Oh, look, and everybody got their lamp. Oh, look at this one. Look at her lamp. Look at that lamp. Oh, yeah. Everybody had a lamp. And you would have assumed they were prepared for the arrival of the bridegroom. However, beloved, as you see, having a lamp was not enough. With no oil, the lamp was virtually useless. So this leads to an important question. Are you focused on what the outside of the lamp looks like? Or do you care about what's on the inside of the lamp? Satan was focused on the outside of the lamp. The five foolish virgins was focused on the outside of the lamp. My lamp is shaped like a butterfly. My lamp is shaped like a bee. My lamp is shaped like a flower. Look, I got the red lamp. I got the green lamp. I got the clear. I got the big lamp. I got the tall. Oh, they had lamp conversations. Empty lamps. Empty lamps. The five wise virgins was not only focused on the outside of the lamp, but they was focused on the inside of the lamp, beloved. In the Bible, oil represents the Holy Spirit. So the question of real importance is, are you full of the Holy Spirit? Are you full of the Holy Spirit? Glory be to God. Romans chapter 8, verse number 9 reads like this. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. If anyone does not have the oil in their lamp, they do not belong to the Spirit of Christ. Foolish women, foolish men. Glory be to God. Spirit does not dwell within you, then you do not belong to God. Now, the good news, however, is that when God saved you, the Holy Spirit came to take up residence in your heart. And so this is a defining marker of a believer. Without the Holy Spirit, without the oil in your lamp, as mentioned in this parable, of the 10 virgins, you are just an empty lamp. Oh, you pretty, but you empty. You clean, but you empty. You shiny, but you empty. It does not matter how good the lamp looks on the outside. It's what you have on the inside. Ephesians 5 and 18 says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Instead, be filled with oil. And be filled with fresh oil. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Beloved, one way of thinking about this verse is you need to constantly yield more and more of your life to the Holy Spirit. And doing this will allow him to have a greater impact in your life. Now, in order to do this, this requires consistent. And you might want to write that word down in your notebooks this morning. Consistency. Not sporadically. Not when you feel like it. Huh? Not here and there. Huh? No, not according to what your bank statement look like, what your spouse is doing, what the children are doing. No, consistency. Consistent times of prayer. Do you have a consistency in your prayer life? Do you have a consistency in your worship? Because when you are consistent in prayer and worship, beloved, God can renew you. God can refill you and strengthen your heart to make sure there's always some oil in your lamp. This will give you the oil you need to help you, your light shine bright in this world. Because your light can't shine without the oil. Beloved, not only inside of the lamp that matters the most. Beloved, you need the oil to be ready for his coming. Another point that we want to pull out in the parable of the ten, you're getting a tenfold blessing today. Instead of talking about one woman, we're talking about ten. Another point that we want to point out, beloved, is what it takes to be ready for his coming. The biggest part of being ready, it's about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Beloved, by the way, this requires more than just Sunday worship. Yeah, I went to church on Sunday. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, okay. No, I was there. Okay. You know, whatever. However you're fellowshipping now, glory be to God. We know a lot of people, amen, glory be to God, are still, amen, with the virtual thing. That's okay. It's no time and distance in the spirit, whatever. Yeah, I got my Sunday in. I got my Sunday in. But it requires more than that. Beloved, is what do you do with the rest of the week that matters? Oh, we know, yeah, that was the Lord's day. Sunday was the Lord's day. I know some people, they don't clean on Sundays. They don't even want to cook on Sundays. They don't want to do nothing on Sundays. Fine. Okay. What about the rest of the week? What about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? That's what matters the most, beloved. Your growth in Christ will happen most outside of the church. This is where you prepare your heart to be ready for Jesus coming. Clearly, beloved, the ones who took the extra oil with the five wise virgins, they were prepared and they was ready for his coming. Those who did not were not, even though they looked prepared in reality. They weren't ready for the bridegroom. Beloved, the Lord uses many scriptures, amen, about how they confess, but they don't possess. Outwardly, glory be to God, they look very religious. Oh, they know how to dress. They know how to dress now. Oh, they know the walk. They know the dialogue. Come on now. They know. They know. Glory be to God. Huh? You put the one finger up. Glory be to God. Got to go to the restroom. Be back. Got your one finger up. Glory be to God. Let me tell you, they got the protocol. Outwardly, that's a fine Christian woman. That's a fine Christian man. Oh, they speak very well. I've never seen them get angry. Yeah, they're always there. They're faithful. They're faithful with the time. They're faithful with the money. Yeah, they're always in prayer. The outward facade. The lamp is beautiful. Oh, but let me tell you, you get 5 stars for the lamp. Matter of fact, we don't give you 10 stars. Matter of fact, you win the Academy of Lamp Award this year. We're going to pull out the red carpet for the Academy of Lamps. And you win. You're the most beautiful lamp. But you're empty. No oil on the inside. No oil on the inside, an empty lamp, sounding brass, tinkling cymbal. Beloved, this is how it will be when Jesus returns. Unfortunately, many will look prepared because they have lamps. You got your lamp? Yeah, I got my lamp. You got your lamp? All right, got your lamp? Okay, this is Lamp City. Hey, hey, everybody got a lamp. Hey, Pastor, I got two lamps. Yeah, matter of fact, I got a lamp store over here. I'm thinking about building a lamp factory. Everybody got a lamp when Jesus comes. But unprepared for their appointment with deity because there is no oil in their lamps. Beloved, this is really a parable about the rapture. In our story, notice that the virgins got tired and they fell asleep. In the Bible, beloved, when it talks about falling asleep, it can also be a reference to dying. Spiritual death, physical death. After they fell asleep, the Bible says they were awoken by a cry that rang out. When that cry came, those who were ready into the banquet with the bridegroom and those who were not ready got locked out. Beloved, this is a picture, amen, that Paul speaks about, amen, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Let me take a minute and read this to you for you. Brothers and, this is Brother Paul here. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so will we be with the Lord forever. Beloved, Jesus was helping his disciples understand what that day will be like when he returns for us. That some are going to be holding empty lamps. Beloved, let me make this point as I wind down this morning. Preparation happens before you die. I'm pausing for a minute for you to write that down. Preparation happens before you die. The parable of the 10 virgins, beloved. Glory be to God. Your eternal destination is determined by what you do now. Not what you do when you're dead, because when you're dead, you're dead. You can't do it after you're dead. You can't go out and buy oil after you're dead. You can't go out and send somebody to buy up, amen, the oil factory, go over there to Sunoco, give me 5 gallons worth of oil. No, call on the Holy Spirit after you're dead. Lord, say my aunt. Lord, she died. There was no oil in the lamp, but receive unto heaven. No! I got $5,000 here because somebody pray out of purgatory, and you know, so she could be in heaven, you know, with some oil in the lamp. No, you got to get the oil while you got time to get the oil. Once you die or fall asleep, it is too late. This is what this scripture here is telling us, beloved. Your eternity is sealed. Remember, those who were ready went into the banquet, and then the Bible says, and the door was shut. Well, you don't have authority to open that door. There's some doors you have authority to open if you exercise your authority, but you don't have no authority to open that door. The door was shut, beloved. Those who were not ready was locked out. Please don't get locked out. Please do not slip into eternity with no oil in your lamp. Please do not slip into eternity being locked out. You at the door and you're locked out and can't get in. That's a terrible feeling. I've left my keys. I've been in situations where I couldn't get in my house. Very frustrated. I was going to try to climb through the window, get the neighborhood guy to climb through the window. I was desperate to get in the house when you're locked out of eternity. Oh, it won't be no breaking in there. It won't be no climbing in the windows there. Oh, no, won't be no, glory be to God, home invasions there. Beloved, I share this with you as a motivation to share the gospel with others. The day of decision is now, and we want as many people as possible to enter that banquet when he comes, because he is coming. If you're listening to me this morning and Jesus Christ is not your Savior, then do not to delay. Today is the day of your salvation. It's time to put some oil in that pretty lamp. Glory be to God. It's time. Now, this is the most important verse in this whole scripture. We're going to look at this. We're going to close on this one. Look at verse number 12. Matthew 25 and 12. If you're just signing in, we're talking about the five wise and five foolish virgins. Look at verse 12. This is Jesus talking. Then Jesus replied, truly I tell you, I do not know you. I do not know you. Beloved, imagine the virgins hearing these words and the shock when they was hit with this reality. And we know that this is not the first time that Jesus uses these words, beloved, I don't know you. Amen. We know on the Sermon on the Mount, amen, glory be to God, he said that on that day there are going to be many people who have done things in Jesus' name. Many people. Yet he said that his response to those individuals was going to be, depart from me, I never knew you. So you never had oil. So you've been an empty vessel from the get-go. You refuse to surrender. You refuse to submit. Jesus said, I never knew you. Beloved, this leads me to believe the greatest question in life, and you might want to write this down. I know it's simple. You say, I'm going to remember, but I don't know. Write it down so you can bless yourself and bless somebody else. The greatest question in life, beloved, is not, do you know Jesus? The greatest question in life is, does Jesus know you? Does Jesus know you? Oh, we like to drop names. Oh, yeah, I went to the party. Girl, Tyler Perry was there. Yeah, Elon Musk was there. Oh, yeah, Jeffrey Bezos. Yeah, Oprah was there. Oh, yeah. Jay-Z, Beyonce. Oh, yeah, they was all up in. Yeah, oh, we like to drop names. Oh, yeah, I know. We had dinner together. We went shopping. I mean, we went to the same church. We fellowship. Yeah. We went on vacation together, stayed at the same hotel. We like to drop names. Yeah, I know them. Uh-huh. Very well. Do they know you? Do they know you? Beyonce, I heard you was hanging out with Afrida over the weekend. Afrida? Afrida who? Does Jesus know you? Jesus says here, I never knew you. He never knew the five foolish virgins. Isn't that sad? With their pretty lamps. God, how can you not know me with this pretty lamp? God, look at my makeup. You know how much money I paid to get this weave in? Yeah, I know I spend a little bit of your time money, but I'm going to make it up. God, what do you mean? God, I was in church 35 Sundays out of 52 last Sunday. Would you, God, what? Come on, God. God, God, come on. I was a prayer warrior. I served 3 times a week. I was praying for other people. Come on, God. I was an usher. I greet the people at church. When they first walked in, come on, God, I sang on the choir. God, come on, God, don't play with me. I'm at the door of eternity. Now I want to come in. What you talking about? I preached the gospel. I was preaching every week. I was preaching every morning. Come on, God. What you talking about? You don't know me. Come on, dude, you got jokes. God, you got jokes. Come on, Jesus. Come on, stop playing. Let me in here. I never knew you. Your lamp has always been empty. It's been filled with imitation oil. It wasn't the real deal. It wasn't the truth. It wasn't the power. It wasn't a salvation. That was all you made up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was, I don't even know what it was. It wasn't. God said, I don't recognize you. You're not connected with me. Isn't it interesting? If we would look at these 10 virgins walking down the street, we couldn't tell one from the other. They all so pretty. Take a picture. Take a picture. Here, take a picture of this one. Let's get a group picture. Yeah. They're so pretty. They're so beautiful. They all did from the outside. But because God knows the hearts, man judges the outward appearance. Man judges the lamp. The size of the lamp, the width of the lamp, the band of the lamp, the height of the lamp, the weight of the lamp. That's what man judges. God said, but I judge the hearts. Oh, yeah, all 10 of these virgins are beautiful. But half of them are empty. Beloved, don't be found empty. Don't be found on the other side of the door when Jesus comes, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God, and brings his children into the wedding feast, glory be to God. Come on now, don't be found on the other side of the door with the door locked, and you knocking. The Lord said, yeah, I've been knocking for the last 50 years. I've been knocking at your door for the last 70 years. Glory. He said, I've been knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will open up and let me in, I will sup with him and him with me. God said, I've been knocking on the door of your heart for years, and you have ignored me. Now you on the other side of the door knocking, and the Lord says, depart from me. I never knew you. Beloved, that's real. That's as real as you sitting on your bed this morning. Some of you sitting in the kitchen table. Some of you sitting in your cars. Some of you sitting in your living room. Some of you are driving. Some of you already at work. This here is just as real as where you are right now. And this is where it's going to go down for a lot of people. And our job is to get the message out
to get the message out, beloved. Make sure there's some oil in our lamp so people will hear us. Nobody wants to hear from an empty lamp. Glory be to God. I believe in God. Yeah, I know you believe in God, but are you born again? Everybody believes in God. When were you converted? Is there any oil in your lamp? Why? Because you can't shine the light without the oil. We want our light to shine with an empty vessel. So we have to make sure that there's oil in our lamps, but so that people can see Christ in us, they can hear Christ in us, glory be to God, and then it is our job to spread the gospel. You do not have to be an ordained, you don't need a piece of paper, you don't need a preacher, amen, to touch you and pray over you. Go out and let the world know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Go out. He who winneth souls is wise. God will give you the wisdom. You don't need a bullhorn. You can just talk in a conversation. You got to let them know. He said, go ye into the highways. Go ye into the byways. Compel men and women to come. Why? Because Jesus is coming. And if there is no oil in your lamp, you're going to be on the other side of eternity's door for eternity. Glory be to the living God. Does Jesus know you? Beloved, Jesus knowing you has nothing to do with your deeds or your actions. Jesus knowing you has to do with you putting your trust in him as Savior, your trust in him as Lord. Nothing else matters. Is he your Lord? Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. See, a lot of us know Jesus as our Savior. Yeah, I asked Jesus to come in, save my life. Okay, but now, do you know him as your Lord? If he is your Lord, we know about slavery. Let's just connect it to slavery for sake of time, because we're running out of time this morning. You know you got to do what the Lord say do. Oh, you got to do what the Lord say do. We are slaves, beloved. We are slaves to Christ. If Jesus is your Lord sitting on the center of your heart, that means he's in control. You don't tell him what you feel like doing, what you're going to do. You do what he tells you to do. And you get the light in doing so, because you know that he is in your best interest at all times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing else matters. Beloved, if there's any day that you want to know, if it's any day you want to be known by Jesus, it's on that day. You want to make sure. Yeah, well, it's not the event, not the Saturday. I got time to sign up. I didn't register yet. I'ma sign up on Saturday, Friday night. I'ma sign up before the event. Let me tell you something. You want to make sure some oil in your lamp before Jesus returns. And that's the rapture. It's even if you die today or tomorrow, guess what? That's your personal rapture. You know what the thing is? You don't know when it's going to be. We waiting the next week to oil go on sale. I'm going to wait till it goes on sale, then I'm going to load up on the oil. Who say you're going to make it the next week? Beloved, thankfully, we don't have to wait until then to find out. If Jesus is your Savior, you are known by him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for this hope and this confidence that we have in him. Beloved, let me say this, the parable of the 10 virgins is a wake-up call. First, to those who do not know Jesus, but it goes beyond that. because we have to remember that the virgins did have lamps. It's a real wake-up call to those who may go to church but are not really walking with God. Those who confess but they don't possess. Those who are so busy in the work of the Lord but they are evading the Lord of the work. This is a wake-up call for us, beloved. In other words, all those who have empty lamps. More than ever before, if you are not walking the way you should, this is the day to get it right. Not only because Jesus could return at any moment, but because life is so fleeting. It's so fleeting, beloved. So fleeting. How many funerals? How many funerals? And we're not even talking about COVID. I'm just talking about people just dying for whatever. I'm connected to a certain ministry and they send me texts, amen, for prayer requests, amen, people that need prayer, amen, and I don't put everything on the prayer line. I put it on my own personal altar, amen, and the deaths. I'm telling you, people leaving here, young, old, rich, poor. They leaving. And the sad part is a lot of them are leaving with no oil. Oilless. Beloved, the urgency of this story cannot be taken lightly. The parable of the 10 virgins is about preparation and readiness. And that preparation begins now, today. And if you don't do anything else in life, make sure that you are ready for his appearing. Beloved, as you can see, this is the most important appointment you have to get ready and don't want to miss it. It's the most important. I got a doctor's appointment today. I got a dentist appointment. I got an appointment with my lawyer. I got a job interview. Got an appointment here. A lot of us take a lot of pride in that because it makes us look busy. Yeah, you know, I'm busy. I got this appointment and that appointment. Well, no, I'm going to cancel that appointment. Feel like that. I'm going to cancel that appointment. I'm going to reschedule that appointment. But let me tell you one appointment in life that you're not going to be able to cancel. One appointment in life you're not going to be able to reschedule. That's an appointment with deity. And you don't want to be found with no oil in your lamp. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you for the word of God as it is going forth on today. Thank you, God. Thank you. It's a wake-up call, Father God. It's an opportunity for us to judge ourselves. We look at these five virgins, Father. We've been looking at these women, Father God, and reflecting, Father God, hallelujah. And so now we have to stop and ask ourselves, what is the level of our oil? Are we half full, half empty? Is there any oil there? Do we need a revival? Do we need to realign? Do we need to refocus? Do we need to confess? Father God, help us not to fake it. We don't want to be a fraud because the truth is going to be made known. We don't want to wait till that day and hear you say, Father God, you never knew us. Never knew us. Some people, Father God, have spent years in so-called Christianity. Years saying they're Christian. Years trying to do Christian work. But yet years without ever knowing you and you not knowing them, Father. When it's so simple. It's so simple. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of anybody right now under the sound of my voice, if you do not know Jesus, if you're not sure, if you've been praying, glory be to God, come on, let's set the record straight. Let's set the record straight. Father God, I confess my sins. I'm so sorry for hurting you. I ask that you would save me once and for all. Save me, Father. I open my heart. I receive Jesus in to be my Lord and my Savior and to use me, Father, for your glory, your honor, and for your praise. And for those of you, glory be to God, carnal Christians, glory be to those of you who refuse to follow Jesus, follow the Spirit. You trying to lead God. You trying to do things your way. Amen. You disobedient, hard-headed Christians, glory be to God, thinking that God is winking at your sin. And whatever you do, God got you. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. You follow that false teaching if you want. Then preachers, glory be to God, trying to tell you anything, hoping that your offering is going to be impressive that week. You follow that teaching if you want and go bust hell wide open. You know for yourself, and that don't even make sense. How you going to live any kind of way you want to live? Live for the devil, do the devil's work, and you still going to hell, heaven. Denouncing Jesus, glory be to F. Know Jesus when you want to know Jesus, slapping Jesus in the face, French kissing the devil, glory be to God, stealing from God. God said no liars will inherit the kingdom. No fornicators will inherit the kingdom. And you fornicating, lying, doing whatever you doing, talking about you covered under the grace of God. That's blasphemy. It's blasphemy. Your ignorance is going to take it in, but you don't have to be ignorant. Just tell the Lord, yes, I'll do it your way without holiness. No man shall see the Lord. Beloved, sometimes we need the fire and brimstone type of preaching because it's what wakes you up. Your destiny is at stake. The God said, all souls belong to me. The soul that sins is a soul that will die. He's not talking about a physical death. He's talking about a spiritual death. Beloved, disobedience will cost you your life. Read the Bible. God is not to be played with. He's not a toy. He's not your rasta. He's not your home dog. No, he's not your pig. No, God is God. He is sovereign. He is to be honored. He is supposed to be feared. He is supposed to be reverenced. He is supposed to be praised. He is supposed to be worshipped. He is supposed to be obeyed, not to be played with. People living any kind of way they live and think everybody going to heaven. The devil is a liar. And the if that's the case, then the devil going to heaven too. How you going to live like the devil, walk with the devil, eat with the devil, sleep with the devil, and then you going to heaven and the devil going to hell? No, you going where the devil going. Come on, saints, wake up. Wake up. When you mess up, get up, ask God to forgive you, and God will forgive you, but you ask God to forgive you with the intentions you not going back. That's true repentance. That's true repentance. God, I'm sorry. And with you helping me, I won't do it again. You don't sin every Friday night, every Sunday morning when the basket goes around. You don't just keep practicing sin. Some people schedule sin. Yeah, well, you know, Tuesday at 1 o'clock, okay. I ain't going to be okay. I already asked God to forgive me before I do it. Baby, you playing with God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked whatsoever. A man soweth that shall he also reap. I'm scared for you. I'm scared that if you don't repent and repent quickly, I'm scared for you. Oh, we got some stories. We heard about Sapphira on Saturday. lied to the Holy Ghost and dropped dead. Dropped graveyard dead. Come on now. God is a God of love, a God of grace, a God of mercy, but he's also a God of wrath. And the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. Put some oil in your lamp. Let God fill you up. Fill me up, Lord. Use me. Glory be to God. Use me, God. And let me tell you something. You're going to be so happy. The devil wants you to think it's the God trying to take something away from you. You're going to be so happy when you tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word that does not return into your void. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, may you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. 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 All right. Amen. We got our week started. Amen. Hallelujah. We got our week started. Amen. That should be enough fire to take us through the week, beloved. Amen. How this is no time to be playing. Amen. It ain't never been time, but it really ain't no time right now. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Lord's willing, 12 o'clock back at 9 o'clock. Amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This week is the week. Amen for our Friday night praise. Put it on your calendar. Amen. Glory be to God, and to God be all the glory and all the honor. Okay, tomorrow, Lord's willing, we'll be hearing about Oprah. Is it called Oprah? Oprah, okay, whatever. Amen. You'll find out tomorrow when the elaborator comes, if she comes. Amen. If she don't come, y'all know what we're going to do. We're going to keep it going. Amen. In Jesus' name. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm with your pretty lamps. Amen. Oh, yeah. I'm talking to the men and the women right now. You got some pretty lamps. Amen. How this, make sure you got some oil in them. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Fill me up, Lord. Overflow. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. You want to walk in the overflow, amen, of oil. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Amen. Satan is defeated. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a wonderful, glorious, victorious, powerhouse day in Jesus' name. Blessings, 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 blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say and tell the Lord yes. Yeah. See yes. Yeah. Yeah. Say I'll obey Jesus. Yeah. I walk straight, yeah. Jesus. But this time I'm made. I'll say. Calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.